WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Biden crossed his fingers today at the White House as he answered questions about Hamas hostages.
Mr. President, is a hostage deal near?
I believe so.
Yes.
The U.S. says negotiators are close to reaching a deal. The DOJ has charged 23 people in a multi-state fentanyl distribution network. U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves.
As alleged, these co-conspirators brought large quantities of fentanyl pills into our community, largely from California, smuggling them on planes and shipping them through the mail.
Heavy rain, strong winds, and snow could hit states along the East Coast and up into the Midwest this week. New York Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen is keeping an eye on that system.
This certainly has the potential to threaten all kinds of travel across the Deep South during the day today and into tonight.
It'll extend into Wednesday. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches.
Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is vetoing a Republican proposal to cut state income taxes by $2 billion and to expand the tax credit parents use to pay for childcare. The GOP bill was put forward after Republicans rejected Evers' proposed $1 billion boost to workforce programs and childcare. Tomorrow, the Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Jeff Mandel of the liberal group Law Forward says the current Republican maps are unconstitutional because they're not contiguous.
They're not all made up of one uninterrupted chunk of land, and that is in conflict with the words of the Constitution, which requires the districts to be contiguous.
Mandel on Upfront on WISN-TV. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Law enforcement authorities have announced Shane Helmbrecht has been detained in Mexico about 2 months after he left a group home he was court-ordered to reside in. Helmbrecht was living in the group home after being found incompetent to stand trial for the murder of Jen Ward and left without telling anyone he was leaving or where he was going. A nationwide bench warrant was issued for Helmbrecht to return to Wisconsin, and he is currently being held in a jail in Chicago awaiting extradition. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has announced Dollar General has agreed to pay over $800,000 for alleged violations of overcharging customers. According to a TMJ4 report, price verification at 238 Dollar General stores in the state found 662 items were an average 17% more expensive than were listed on the store shelves. Dollar General said it has invested more resources in price verification to eliminate the issues. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Bucks are in the nation's capital. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Wizards tonight in the Capital One Arena in Washington. Milwaukee coming off a 132-125 win over the Mavericks. Saturday night, Damian Lillard scored 27 points, Giannis with 40, and teammate Pat Connaughton connected on some three-point shots to add another 16 points despite the challenges.
Anything to win. You know, I think we got a team that is competitive. We've really grown in making sure that we're making the right basketball play.
NFL, what a day for the Packers. Three rookie defensive backs against the Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert. Jordan Love with a pair of beautiful touchdown passes. Green Bay beat L.A. 23-20 in a game that went down to the wire. Tense moments for Aaron Jones, who was carted off the field with a painful knee injury. I spoke to him at his locker.
No, it's not my ACL, so we're good there. Start the recovery process, the healing process. I got to do an MRI tomorrow, see how that goes, and go from there.
That's the Packers running back, Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy and colder today. We'll get to around 45 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the east at around 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, 31. Tomorrow, a little more sunshine, high of 42 on Wednesday, 44. Thanksgiving Day, partly cloudy with a high of only 32. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, this is the Oral Arguments Eve edition. A big Monday. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, Crudy. Nice to see you this weekend. Nate, working the board, welcome back. Our fair audience, happy Monday to us all.
Oh, you got to rate the Hosshole tequila. Good stuff?
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
Good to hear.
Very tasty. Went down too good. I'm glad I left the bottle.
You know, it was very nice to see Mrs. Salvia and little Miss Salvia. Nice to see Izzy as well.
Yeah, it was fun surprise this weekend. Good times had by all.
By most. No, by all, because the Badgers won, and ultimately it wasn't Badger.
I told you, man, Crudy, I told you, you got to have faith, you got to keep watching, move the universe with your attitude, and what happened?
I am wearing my Packers hat, yeah. And Detroit did not cover, so I am feeling a little better about the universe.
You're a hell of a fan. When the Badgers were struggling and fighting, man, you were swearing and cutting them down, man. Come on, you got to let them play the game, play it out, and look what happened.
I had seen a couple of weeks of them playing it out with god-awful outcomes, man. I was happy. These Badgers.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yes, to them, not to you, Dom. Mm-hmm. No congratulations yet to our friend Nate either. No deer. Some are rooting against you, though, Nate. You know, they're rooting for Bambi, I suspect. But, you know.
That's right. I'll take a piece of sausage if you ever get one.
Yes, as will I. Let's start with the political, Dom, before people get sick of us already. I know I'm getting a little sick of us already. Dom, here's a headline that captured my attention.
It's been a short week, so that's good.
Jesse, OPP appointed. Evers vetoes $2 billion tax cut. I bet it was a Republican tax cut, Dom. And child care credit expansion calling proposal completely unserious.
Are you serious, Clark?
No, they're completely unserious. According to Tony Evers, Democratic Governor Tony Evers today rejected a Republican proposal to cut income taxes by $2 billion and expand a tax credit parents may use to pay for childcare costs, calling it completely unserious. That bill that fails to meaningfully and sensibly address the state's workforce issues. Evers in August called on lawmakers to take up his plan to funnel $1 billion into childcare services and workforce programs in a special legislative session. But Republican leaders immediately criticized the amount of spending the governor proposed. They instead gutted Evers' proposal and rewrote it with their own provisions. The GOP-led legislature sent the legislation to Evers last week. Here is what he said. Clearly, Republicans have yet to wrap their heads around our state's challenges, and their inability to take this issue seriously is affecting Wisconsinites' livelihoods, our workforce, and our economy, and our kids' futures. Well, Tony, they are the party that fails to build a new engineering building that would produce a new, 1,000 engineers in the state, making about $75,000 per year. Ah, bad investment. But back to the article. Both proposals leaned on the state's $4.1 billion surplus. I thought it was more than that. I thought we were closer to $7 billion, Dom.
Let's see. The GOP proposal would have lowered taxes for Wisconsinites in the state's broad third income tax bracket, increased the amount of state credit a taxpayer can claim for dependents, and increased the amount of money parents can deduct for sending their children to private school.
It would have been about a 20% income tax cut from $30,000 to $304,000 a year, for married couples, between $37,000 and $406,000. You know, working class stiffs, Dom. The $400,000 earners need a tax break.
And the article goes in to talk about some of the, current deductions and so forth. But I want to jump down to what Evers, his intent was here. Again, in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Jesse Poyen, Evers proposed his plan in an attempt to extend funding for Child Care Counts, a federally funded pandemic-era program that has helped keep children child care centers open in an unstable economy. Evers and Democrats tried on multiple occasions to include $340 million in permanent funding for the program in the new two-year state budget, but Republican lawmakers opted to include $15 million for other child care services instead.
They need $170 million per year, and the Republicans offered $7 million per year, biennial budget.
Seven and a half, but, who's counting? Child Care Counts was set to run out of funds by January of 2024 without additional funding, something Democrats and program advocates warned could trigger large tuition hikes for parents, worsen staff shortages, and shutter child care programs. Evers announced plans last month to funnel $170 million in emergency funding to keep Child Care Counts operating at current levels through